With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden will be facing a skeptical American public in tonight's State of the Union address. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The president goes before the nation tonight with the lowest job approval since Jimmy Carter at this point in his presidency. Only 38% of Americans approve of his performance, according to an AP-NORC poll. Mr. Biden will have his work cut out for him as a majority of voters disapprove of his handling of the economy, immigration, and crime. Plus, more than 6 in 10 Americans have serious reservations about the 81-year-old president's mental fitness. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Georgia's GOP Representative Mike Cullen says he will be leaving his guest seat at tonight's address vacant in honor of Lakin Riley, the 22-year-old college student allegedly killed by an illegal immigrant suspect.
Congressman Collins said he invited Riley's parents to President Joe Biden's State of the Union address on Thursday night, but they declined. On Wednesday, he wrote on X, formerly known as Twitter, quote, "As Joe Biden attempts to paint a rosy picture of the crime-ridden country he has created, he will look up at an empty seat that memorializes those we've lost because of his open border policies." Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. applications for jobless benefits were unchanged last week, settling at a healthy level as the labor market continues to show strength, and that's amid elevated interest rates. Unemployment claims for the week ending March 2nd were 217,000, and that matches the previous week's revised level, according to the Labor Department. The Dow ahead 101 points and the NASDAQ up 218. This is SRN News. A religious victory for health care providers.
A federal court in North Dakota has ruled that religious health care providers and employers are exempt from performing and paying for transgender procedures. Lawyers with Alliance Defending Freedom represented the Christian Employers Alliance in the case. The court determined that the Biden administration cannot force religious employers and health care providers to violate their religious beliefs by paying for and performing gender transition surgeries, procedures, counseling, and treatment. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A Russian court has sentenced 9 Jehovah's Witnesses to lengthy prison terms after being convicted of participating in extremism. A spokesman for the religious group says the charges were brought against the men based on secret audio recordings of worship services. The men received prison sentences ranging from 3 to 7 years. This is SRN News. The Justice Department stepping up its focus on artificial intelligence. Officials set to warn that companies and people who deliberately misuse AI technology to advance a white-collar crime like price fixing and supermarket manipulation will be at risk for a harsher sentence. Gum makers trying to figure out what will make Americans start chewing again.
Generational habits, health concerns, and the coronavirus pandemic have gnawed away at gum sales. Some manufacturers are leaving the U.S. market altogether. But Mars, which owns the 133-year-old Wrigley brand, is trying to reposition gum as a stress reliever and a concentration aid, as well as a breath freshener. A Mars executive says the aha moment came from a nurse in a hospital COVID-19 ward who chewed gum behind a mask to calm herself.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.